Well, it's very important for UNDP to deliver its programs worldwide and to do it faster, more efficient, and in a safer way. And I can't underemphasize the safer aspect. Now, space enables us to monitor our projects in a very safe way, and so we don't have to have people on the ground. So, for instance, in Mali, where we're rehabilitating facilities that have been destroyed by terrorism, we can get regular updates from space to look at progress in terms of the rehabilitation. And of course, the space applications apply in so many different areas where we're working, especially in governance, in assisting governments to monitor things like illegal mining, all the different things that we are looking at in terms of the SDGs. In fact, it's been really warming during this conference to see the amount of reference to the SDGs in the program.
Thank you, and thank you for reminding us about UNDP's work there in Mali with, I think it was in Timbuktu, is that correct?
Yeah, Timbuktu. Yeah.
I guess that's satellite imagery you're using to help with the reconstruction. Tell us more about that.
Well, this is actually one of the earliest forays into Earth observation. Now, no doubt there have been other applications across the world, but really this is where we've got serious. So we engaged with UNUSA, and they've helped us to get imagery from different space agencies to help us monitor these projects on the ground. And so that with that one success story, we've now been able to do the same thing in 24 different locations across the globe, and we really anticipate even much further use of Earth observation as a tool. Now, of course, UNDPs for year, like peacekeeping, have been using satellite communications, and that's essential to our operations as well. So there's another application from space. But also in the development side, you look at the technology that's come from space. We were reminded, for instance, about solar stoves and water purification, all technology that was built to facilitate space travel, but has a direct application for us in terms of development and improving the lives of people in need.
And speaking of improving the lives of people in need, because that's obviously the goal of your programming, tell us, how does the use of space technology make their lives better?
Well, again, another example in Latin America, we've been using this, the Earth observation, to assist governments in monitoring illegal mining, which of course has adverse environmental effects as well as economic effects as well on the country. And so it's been a very useful tool in that regard. So again, as shown to the member states, the value that can be brought through the space technology. And I think it's important for us in terms of the way we deliver the very limited dollars in terms of development and support to the member states to have an ability to have a transparent system. And honestly, Earth observation assists that greatly. The ability to report to donors and show pictures of how things have changed from baseline to finish is very important, and it encourages donors to invest more.
Thank you for bringing up the donor aspect. And I also wanted to talk about the person on the ground, though, the benefit for them. I mean, they don't know that there's a satellite that took a picture of their community prior to it being bombed or what have you not, but they know that thanks to things being rebuilt in their community, maybe the market comes back or something. I mean, how are the practical applications of space helping the average person in these communities?
I think the knowledge and the understanding of the impact is growing. And through these sorts of applications that we're now starting to, I refer to it as a force multiplier. It's enabling us to multiply the effect that we're having on the ground and using these technologies. So there is a direct impact definitely on the people on the ground, the people in need that we're supporting, but also the governments that we're supporting as well. And so much so that the governments are seeing these benefits and are wanting to get involved in this technology as well. So I think there's a lot of area for growth. And in fact, during this conference, which I found very informative and very refreshing, I've had a good opportunity to talk to not just the United Nations, but also space agencies who are very interested in how this technology is applied back on Earth, back on the ground, because that fits in so well with the delivery of the SDGs.